Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working tonight, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, and for whatever reason, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of the different things we have on the website. And joining us right now for hour number two is Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge again. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, today, Kyle, the president will sign a COVID vaccine executive order prioritizing Americans get the vaccine first over foreign nations. Because as most people will remember, Joe Biden announced that the vaccine was going to go overseas first before it came to the Americans, and that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Well, yeah, it is an interesting thing from Biden why he would say such a thing, because obviously one of the big priorities for our country, and we want to help everybody as much as possible and so forth, but what this does is this helps to get our country back on track, and then we'll begin to ship any of the vaccines and so forth to our friends around the world, to everybody hopefully around the world, but this is obviously going to be decried somehow by the left and by the media, but it is kind of a puzzling thing why Biden would say the opposite of what Trump is actually doing.
Now, yesterday, the Coast Guard Admiral, who is a member of the President's task force, ripped the California lockdowns and said that they were not supported by science. And then we heard about an NBC report which omitted the parent company's role in the angry restaurant owner's viral video.
Well, right. Yeah, this is Angela Marsden. She's the owner of the Pineapple Hill Grill and Saloon, basically, in the Los Angeles area. Her video just went viral, of course, talking about the fact that her outdoor tent area for outdoor dining was shut down. Of course, Los Angeles has been shut down for a while now. But just next, literally several yards away, there was a craft service operation set up for the production of an NBC show called Good Girls, which I guess goes out and shoots on location from time to time. And this is where all the crew would go and have their lunch and so forth. But why is she shut down, but yet the city approves the idea that they can set up basically another dining area literally right next to her? Now, obviously, one of the first things...
25 feet away.
Well, that's right. But why not ask the Pineapple Hill Grill and Saloon to cater the lunch or something? I mean, let's have some common sense. But evidently, Captain, NBC, from what we understand, omitted from the reports about this that the show that was shooting in that area was actually an NBC show.
Right. And, of course, the admiral was Admiral Girard, who's the United States Coast Guard admiral, ranking admiral on the COVID task force. So he's the one that said that. Now, the other thing is, I don't know where in God's earth the D.C. mayor is able to make this kind of a statement, but she said that a $1,200 coronavirus stimulus payment will be distributed to some residents of Washington, D.C. Well, that's only if they're doing it, right, the city?
Well, that's right. We understand that according to, I believe, to the mayor, they're going to use a portion of their CARES Act funding to give a round of local stimulus. So this would be a $1,200 one-time stimulus payment to unemployed people in Washington, D.C. who aren't eligible for additional unemployment as that begins to run out. So, yeah, they believe that they can give this to about 20,000 people in the district there. So we'll see how that works, but you know, where is this money coming from again? I guess it's money they've already received, but it is a very interesting thing.
Now, we're happy to report that America's mayor is doing well. He is resting comfortably in a hospital right now, but he is doing well. He apparently does not have a fever, so he doesn't have a lot of the symptoms, but I guess he had enough to put him in the hospital to begin with, probably because of his age.
Yeah, again, we understand a lot more now, Captain, about this virus and how it works, how it behaves, than we did back in March of this year, for example. And that's why I think you have such an outcry, especially as we were talking about Ms. Marsden. Why is it that everything is getting shut down, basically, with the exception of, well, in fact, as she mentioned in a recent interview, the shopping malls are open, people are inside. But they're not taking a lot of the kinds of precautions that she would have to take. And why aren't they shut down? It's all so uneven. That's the problem.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And if you want to give us a telephone call, Kathy is going to give you the number right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, a conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, remember, in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand with your windshield replacement when you tell them, I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty and $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time of service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And remember to tell them the captain sent you to get that $100 dropped in your hand today. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he goes, right on cue. All right, and folks, in case you haven't heard, we lost an icon last night in Chuck Yeager. Died at age 97. Of course, one of the members of the, you might remember the movie called The Right Stuff, and boy, he sure was, Brigadier General, U.S. Air Force, a number of years in the Air Force, test pilot extraordinaire, actually had trained to be an astronaut, but wound up being a test pilot. He was one of the best combat pilots we had during the end of World War II and the Korean War II, famous for flying a P-51 Mustang and what he was able to do with it. So there you go. And he will be missed, Kyle.
He certainly will, Captain. And honestly, you know, the term the right stuff maybe even doesn't really begin to even cover it.
He was the great stuff.
Exactly. And really an inspiration immortalized in that film. Sam Shepard, I think, who
yep.
played him,
mm-hmm.
Was the model for the flying ace, basically. and someone who likely could have been a great astronaut as well, in the sense that he wasn't tapped for that, but his legacy actually is just as grand in my estimation, because I think he inspired so many people, Captain, to fly, then also to do something that had never been done before. And the bravery that this man had is just unbelievable, and we just marveled at what he accomplished.
Absolutely. And let's go to the phone lines, and we got our head question asker here. We've got Backgammon Bob. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I heard Jay Sekulow on the radio today, and he was saying that the other states could sue states that had election irregularities, and because they were diluting the votes in their states by having election irregularities. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. Anybody can sue anything for any reason. Doesn't mean it's going to be heard.
Right, but according to them, this could actually work out. Anyway, just wanted to know what Kyle was thinking on this.
Well, thank you, Backgammon Bob. No, I'm aware of what he's talking about, Kyle, and anybody can sue anybody for anything, but it does not mean that it's going to happen.
Well, that's exactly true. However, I think there is a large question here across every state that voted, and that is it fair to anybody else to be able to literally cancel out their votes in the grand scheme, because you were able to inject hundreds of thousands of fake votes? So talk about disenfranchising people. The election, if it can be shown that all this happened and track it back, that changed the trajectory of the natural trajectory of the election. And that means that your vote, my vote, people listening to the program, their vote, that we just don't count anymore. I mean, I know I live in California. My vote in many ways doesn't count for president, of course, but the idea is that if you steal it in one place, you affect literally everybody.
Well, there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there about the vaccines that are out there and why you shouldn't take them and why you should take them. But some of these theories are really wild. And they're going to have an upcoming White House summit on vaccines. And the companies Moderna and Pfizer have already announced that they will not be attending.
Very interesting. Well, you know, Captain, I think one of the wildest conspiracy-type theories that I've heard came from an MSNBC host, where she said, well, in the African-American community, according to her, there would be a lot of trepidation about the vaccine because of the Tuskegee experiment.
Yeah, he experimented on the black folks.
Exactly.
And a bunch of them died as a result.
That's right. And so in terms of history, that is a horrible, terrible thing, obviously.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it would apply to this vaccine, which is going to literally, hopefully, that everybody will get to make our lives better.
Here's one of the latest ones, and this is crazy. Well, they're going to vaccine, and you're going to get a chip in your blood. You're not going to know it. They're going to give you a chip. Blah, 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 blah. Are you out of your mind to even suggest something like that? That is not going to happen, not even on a bad day. Now, maybe in the military it might, because of the fact that they do things a little differently there, and I use the word maybe, but certainly not a private citizen, because once it could be found out about and you didn't ask him to do that, guess what? You could sue the pants off him and just literally write your own blank check.
Well, sure.
They're not that stupid.
Well, the it does raise the question, though, and I think it's a good question, how would you identify people who've had the vaccine? Because people may walk around without a mask or be able
you're
to...
Going to get, you're going to get, my understanding is, a card.
Yeah, you'll get a card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so...
That you will show wherever you go when someone asks.
Yeah, exactly. But does that mean then, of course, hopefully we can begin to open things up like movie theaters and amusement parks and stuff like that? Exactly.
It does. And in some jobs and whatnot, it means that people will be able to get hired right away because they're COVID certified with the vaccine, at least. Now, the Surgeon General has come out and said that vaccines won't matter at all if people refuse them. And I'm not sure the numbers I've seen are anywhere from 47% 50% to 55%, take your pick on a poll that you want to look at for people that do not want to take the vaccine.
Well, right, right. And so how is that going to play? And that could play into other aspects of people's lives, whether or not you're able to be to go to a store that's a private, you know, company kind of a thing, whether or not in your own place of business where you work, is that going to affect your job, basically? So these are very, very big questions, because there is this difference now, of course, between the interest of public health and people's individual right to choose things about their body, for example. So, I mean, this is I think we're going to see a lot of consternation about this, and maybe some lawsuits going back and forth, you know, at first for openers.
Well, and just as we thought we might be getting rid of little Dr. Fauci for whatever reason, he's not going anywhere. He actually has been picked by Joe Biden to be the top COVID-19 advisor on his team.
Well, and Joe Biden's doing that, I think, largely, you know, for political purposes. I mean, people seem to think, at least because, and I think this is important, I think because Dr. Fauci has somehow been anointed in the media as the final say. This is why Joe Biden said the other day, I'll take the vaccine when Dr. Fauci tells me it's okay to take the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Fauci's been anointed, but Fauci's been wrong. I mean, to go back to the last several months.
Many times.
Yeah, I mean, and at some point it's kind of like, okay, well, that's all about Fauci and everything, but there's got to be a better way, especially for an incoming president of the United States, let's say, to have he can call up an army of experts. It's not all about Dr. Fauci, but he's doing that for some reason. I think it's because he's following what he sees in the media and what he believes the polls would reflect.
Now, we talked about this and we teased it, and we've only got about a minute left here, but a former four-star Army General, Lloyd Austin, who was commanding officer of CENTCOM, has been pegged now for Secretary of Defense. There is a procedure in going about doing that when you appoint a general to a position normally held by a civilian. What is that?
Well, I think Congress has to give him a waiver or something like that.
Correct.
Yeah. In order to do that, only because traditionally, as you mentioned, the civilian oversight of the military is a huge thing when it comes to the Secretary of Defense, although General Mattis, who had been out of the military for some time, he also obtained that same waiver.
Yeah, because he'd been a four-star general and in command of not only the Marines, Chief, you know, but he'd also been with CENTCOM before, too. Okay, well, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back, and when we come back, we're going to talk about your boss. Can your boss fire you for refusing to take the COVID-19 vaccine? You might be surprised at the answer.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the sixth consecutive day, more than 100,000 Americans are hospitalized with COVID-19. More than 102,000 people are hospitalized with the disease as of Monday, according to new data from the COVID Tracking Project. As the country inches closer to 15 million total cases since the pandemic began, Dr. Anthony Fauci says the current spike in coronavirus infections could still get worse. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says we haven't felt the full effects of the Thanksgiving holiday yet.
You would expect the full brunt of the travel and the family setting gatherings with friends that you alluded to as being a problem. You'd expect that the effect of the Thanksgiving surge would be probably another week and a week and a half from now, because it's usually 2.5 weeks from the time of the event.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy it is. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah. And here's more about them. The injury law experts at Farrah and Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah and Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahandFarrah.com. And don't forget, you can call them 24-7 at 877-245-6707. That number again, 877-245-6707. FarrahandFarrah.com. Now it's spelled Farrah, F-A-R-A-H, Farrah and Farrah. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because I had a call yesterday from an individual that thanked me very much for telling them about Farrah and Farrah. They took their case and they're well on their way towards getting the compensation that they justly deserve because of what happened to them. And again, if you've been hurt in an accident on the job, whatever the situation is, give them a call or check them out on the line at FarrahandFarrah.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Can your boss fire you for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine?
Well, that's a very good question. And I think that we're going to obviously see that play out in one way, in one form or another, very, very soon. According to one Dallas labor and employment attorney, he does say unless you have a disability that would enter into this somehow or sincerely held religious beliefs, an employer can force you to or you know, require that you take the vaccine in order to work there, or in some ways maybe they could make some kind of accommodation. That's what this one attorney in Dallas has to say, but I'm curious to see how all this will really play out. But I understand, Captain, that there is another aspect to this outside of just general administrative office work or being on the job somewhere, and that there is another special exception here.
Well, it happens to be if you work in a sterile lab facility, whether it's scientific for medicines or scientific for food or scientific for biological reasons or whatever, obviously those people have to have all their vaccinations and whatnot up to date, and that would include the COVID-19 vaccine. And if they don't have it, then they'll be told to get it, and if they go, no, we're not going to do it, or whatever they would say in an answer other than yes, sir, right away, sir, or ma'am, they would wind up losing their job, and there's nothing they could do about it because of the nature of what it is they're doing in the sterile environment that they work in.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think an aspect, too, Captain, is going to be similar to the mask wearing, and that's going to be people who work in an office next to you in the office environment, they may actually put pressure on their employer as well, to say, look, unless everybody here is vaccinated, I don't want to work here, or you've got to give me a special accommodation so I can work from home exclusively, this kind of thing. So there's going to be a lot of tension in terms of how this all gets worked out in the end. But I think it's going to take on a sort of a social quality, much like the mask wearing has taken on of recent times.
Now, about 12 million renters currently owe over $5,000 each in past due rent, according to a recent report that just came out. Now, if these people don't get rent assistance or some sort of assistance coming up, as we understand it may be in this next little mini COVID stimulus bill coming out, and I say mini, but it's almost $1 billion, almost $1 trillion. It's $908 billion. If they don't get some help in that, then there's going to be a bunch of people living out of their cars or on the street come January 1.
That's right. This is a major, major factor that we have yet to see how far this is really going to go. So now what landlords can do, and I think some have been doing, they've been deferring rent, obviously, for one reason or another. Either they're working with their tenant, or they're not able to collect from their tenant, or not able to evict their tenant for non-payment. But all that's going to start changing, as you're saying, Captain. One of the things that some landlords can do, especially in commercial real estate, is that they defer the rent, but you're going to have to pay that back in increments over some period of time, whatever that agreement is. But the problem is, Captain, when you've lost so much income, either through because your business has been shut down or you're not able to pay your apartment rent because you haven't been paid because the business you were at had to shut down, you can defer and defer and defer, but that balloon payment essentially comes due at some point, and I don't know how people are going to get out of it without some kind of massive stimulus help in this. And that's why it's so crucial.
That's true. Now, have you heard the latest on the inaugural and what President Trump is talking about possibly doing and what Joe Biden is talking about possibly doing? Have you heard the difference in the two?
Well, I know that Trump has been thinking about, if this comes to fruition, of course, leaving a day early.
Night before.
That's right. Heading out down to Florida on Air Force One, obviously, and then have a rally announcing his candidacy during a Joe Biden virtual inauguration.
At the same time that Biden would be getting inaugurated, Donald Trump would be having a live rally somewhere outdoors at some stadium somewhere. I don't know if it would be in South Florida where it would be, but he would announce his candidacy for 2024 to try to steal some of the thunder away from Joe Biden, which I'm sure he would.
Well, I'm sure he would. And quite frankly, and a little bit of humor here, and that is, can you imagine a lot of these network anchors, these cable news anchors and so forth, they would just love that, Captain, that they would just be talking about Trump the entire time that Biden's going to get inaugurated, because they can't stop thinking about Trump. They can't stop talking about Trump. They don't know what they're going to do without Trump.
Well, in the meantime, a couple of things about the Biden inauguration. First of all, Joe Biden picked his ally from South Carolina, James Clyburn, congressman there, as the chairman of his inaugural committee. So he's going to put together the inauguration and what's going to be done there and this, that, and the other. So that's what James Clyburn will be doing. But the other thing is, Joe Biden said that he's considering riding the Amtrak train from Wilmington, Delaware, down to Washington, D.C. to attend his inauguration.
Wow. Well, that's, I'm sure, it's an interesting sort of thing to do, but quite frankly,
he loves the train.
He loves the train, but I think it would be a better idea to, maybe just let the Secret Service get you there.
From security, it would be a much better standpoint if he got on the helicopter and flew down there or whatever, or, you know, anything, because with the train, you're going to be, they're all going to know you're going to be on the train, and that's a huge security risk.
Well, that's exactly right. And so, and honestly, there's got to be some kind of common sense going on there, and, you know, hopefully Biden will figure that out, but, yeah, exactly. That was the first thing that came to my mind, in the sense that, well, wait a minute, you know, it's a whole different ball game when you're on the, you know, when you're going to be the president. You absolutely have to take these things into consideration.
Now, the United Nations, and their health agency has given us some advice for the holidays. Have you heard what it is?
What's that?
Don't hug anybody.
Oh, great. Well, you know.
First, they didn't want you to have Christmas.
Yep.
They didn't want you to have gatherings. They don't want you to be around anybody except inside your house and 6 feet apart, or whatever the nonsense is they're talking about lately. And now, suddenly, don't hug anybody.
Well, you know, I wish that they would actually just give us a comprehensive list of how this thing really behaves, because...
They can't.
No, they can't. And because I seem to recall, Captain, that... and again, this isn't gospel, but this is the different reports that we've heard. And that is that you'd have to be near somebody for a considerable period of time, spend time with them in order to infect someone or become infected. That was one of the experts that had talked about this in the recent times. But it seems like, again, it becomes this sort of thing that does whatever it is they want it to do to scare you with. And so that's not really fair. I mean, we do really want to know, what does this do? How does it work? So that we can be safe.
Absolutely. All righty. Hold that thought, my friend. And folks, we'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We're going to take another look at the highway and byway report and the driving conditions across the country. Again, there's some real heavy fog in the central part of the United States and the Midwest. Please be careful.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And it's our pal, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. She and her husband, Don, run the Double D Ranch up there, which is a stable and a horse ranch. And they also teach people to ride and different things, equestrian and western and whatnot, to compete in competition. And the thing of it is, folks, is that they're just up the road a tad bit up there in Carrollton from a place called Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. And remember, the Pilot and Flying J truck stops offer you a free cup of coffee if you go in there and tell them the captain sent you. That's all you got to do. Go in there and tell them the captain sent you. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee on the third watch. And make sure you do that. And then consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club, too, because you get points for the fuel you buy at the fuel pump, for the food you buy in a restaurant, and for the products you buy in the store as well. Okay, and we are going to rock some more.
You move around, like a round, round.
That's AC/DC and a little old-timer there. That's the Satellite Blues, and I'll tell you what, they're getting it going there, aren't they, Kyle?
Absolutely. Yeah, I like that track.
I'm telling you, hokey-dokey. Well, let me read the statement, and then you take it away. Gusty winds and low relative humidity will bring critical fire weather conditions for portions of Southern California, with an elevated risk extending northward into parts of Central California. Temperatures will be 20 to 40 degrees above average expected through Wednesday for the northern and central Great Plains portions into the Midwest, which is causing some dense fog advisories from Minnesota all the way down to Missouri. Okay, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you mentioned low humidity. I saw a figure earlier this evening that was about 6%. That's what the humidity can go to in the Southern California area with these winds that are coming in as a result of high pressure over the Great Basin, pushing those winds westward and mostly through the state of California. So these wind warnings are going to be with us, I believe, at least until late Tuesday. And as we head towards the end of the week, we might get some of those winds back again. So maybe a tiny respite. But that fire weather warning continues all the way through the Southern California area and also up towards parts of Central California just east of Fresno. Now, as we travel up into Oregon, the dense fog that was around the Interstate 5 freeway near Medford last evening has now moved east. This is going to be near Lakeview, so if you're coming up 395 heading north, passing Goose Lake into the state of Oregon, you're going to go into freezing fog advisories with a dense fog advisory just east of that area. Air stagnation continues across most of Washington State, most of Idaho as well. Be careful at 4th of July pass, by the way. You've got gusty winds. Also at Cabbage, you're going to have some ice on the road from what we understand as well. Maybe some snow coming in and late in the week, covering a lot of Idaho and parts of northern Montana, where they have a high wind warning this evening, Captain. And that about will do it in terms of what's happening on the map out west tonight.
Okay, and let's get with the fog here right away, because we do have a dense fog advisory, which starts with right about Minneapolis, Twin Cities, and it goes west towards Fargo, North Dakota. It goes all the way down 35, straight down 35, all the way into Missouri until you get down around I-70, which is east-west across Missouri, and it's from Kansas City almost all the way to St. Louis, and this is going to make your travel a whole lot slower, because if you can't see, you can't go that fast, and be advised. Now, also, we're cleaning up some winter weather in the North Carolina and Virginia line right there, right along the mountains in the area on the border, cleaning up some snow there. But in the meantime, down here in the southeastern part of Georgia and the northern part of Florida, down to Ocala, we have frost and a frost advisory tonight for those areas, and the temperature is dropping, and it is supposed to be where I'm at in the middle 40s by morning. We will see. And again, temperatures already in the 30s up there in those other areas I told you about. We do have a gale warning from about Savannah, Georgia, all the way up to the Chesapeake Bay. Be advised of that. And other than that, that's it for the weather tonight. And Kyle, tell us how do your show. How do your show?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much and what he does for the program. Now, starting out, we've got we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Morning.
What is the Supreme Court up to at 9 o'clock this morning?
I think they're going to hear the Pennsylvania case, or and I think it's part and parcel to the challenges of the Voting Rights Act.
So, from the congressman there, right? The congressman brought that in Pennsylvania. I forget his name, Mark something or another.
No, it's not Mark, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, he brought the thing forward, and they're moving on that. But, of course, Pennsylvania was told they had to have a response back to the complaint by 9 o'clock this morning, or I guess they were going to move on it on their own.
Yeah, and I think they failed at that, by the way.
Wow.
At least that was the last that I heard. Mark Kelly?
Mike Kelly, sorry.
Mike Kelly.
I just found it myself. Let me just read this. It says, Justice Alito ordered Pennsylvania to respond to a critical election irregularity lawsuit by 9 a.m. tomorrow. That's today. This order must be complied with before the state seats its electors. So it sounds like as if they didn't comply with this, that the Supreme Court can say, hey, man, until you do this, you can't put your electors in place. That's what it sounds like.
I think so. I think that's right.
And this is in regards to something called Act 77, which was the act that they say that was passed by the legislature that was illegal because it was unconstitutional. Act 77. That was a governor that did that. Is that right?
Well, I mean, the state legislature, you know, passes it and then governor signs.
Yeah, okay, but they didn't do it the way they were supposed to or something like that, which is why we're talking about this. Correct?
I don't want to say because I'll probably get it wrong. There's a lot of confusion here.
Well, it's not over in Pennsylvania,
at least on
folks.
My part.
Yeah. It's not over in Pennsylvania, folks. As we said before, the Constitution.
It's the more unique case of cases.
Yeah, and we've also got Sidney Powell last night, whose cases were tossed out in Georgia and Michigan, but she's immediately turned around and filed with
emergency
these.
Emergency appeal, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, to see what happens there. But she's asking for the whole ball of wax. She wants the election disavowed, if you will, decertified and given to Trump. And I don't think that's going to happen in one big swift signing of a pen. Could be wrong. All right, hold that thought. When we come back, folks, more. And we got plenty here to talk about, plenty to talk about, because there's so much stuff going on right now. We will talk about Sidney Powell's cracking suits and the fact that they were defeated in Georgia and Michigan, exactly what that means for what she's got planned. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.